When the British entered Washington, D.C. during the War of 1812, they burned many of the government's buildings, including the residence of the president. There was one man, though, who defended some of those buildings, an unlikely hero who understood what would be lost if some sites succumbed to the flames. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods, like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ray Reinhart shares the story of one of this country's most famous architects.
The gentleman's name was Dr. William Thornton. And I say doctor because he was not trained as an architect. No one was trained as an architect in those days.
Like Thomas Jefferson, Thornton was interested in architecture and taught himself about the subject.
There were pattern books where you could learn about architecture and try your hand at it. And he did. He won the competition to design the U.S. Capitol.
Thornton designed many buildings in the nation's capital. One of the most interesting stories is when the architect decided to remain in the city when the British began to burn it during the War of 1812.
One of the buildings, public buildings they were going to burn, was the old patent office, where all of the inventions, Americans and Europeans, were housed. And as they approached the building, Thornton comes out of the doorway and says to the men with the torches, "Take me to your commander."
It was an odd move by a lone man confronting an entire army, but the soldiers honored Thornton's request.
So they take him to the commander, and he looks at him and says, "If you burn this building, which houses the genius of mankind, the British will have the same reputation as the Turks had for burning the library in Alexandria." That was enough to convince the commander to pull his men back.
Thornton stood up to the army and saved the patents. Besides the Capitol, you can tour another of Thornton's buildings, the Octagon House, owned by the American Institute of Architects, a building which Ray Reinhart knows well. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.